Unisa Radio. The African Voice. It's all about you.
This is Unisa Radio, the African voice. It is all about you. Make sure to stay connected with us. We are at unisa.radio.net and at Unisa Radio on all our social media platforms. My name is Mamukete Masegwa and welcome to Unisa Radio. Now, Unisa 2020 Founders Lecture. The idea of a Founders Lecture was introduced at the University of South Africa in 2003, the aim being to encourage the university and its stakeholders to focus on critical issues in higher education in both global and national levels. Over the years, a variety of topics presented by eminent and renowned scholars from across the continent at the globe have established the Founders Lecture as a premium forum for intellectual engagements of the highest order. Now, to talk about the 2020 UNISA Founders Lecture, I'm joined online by the Principal and Vice Chancellor of the University, Professor Mandla S. Makanya. Prof, good day.
Hi, good afternoon to you, Mamukete Namukiti, as well as our listeners.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us, Prof.
Thank you so much.
Now, Prof, when COVID-19 was declared in South Africa, most of us were not prepared for the shift that we're about to encounter. And at a standpoint, how has it shown our capabilities dealing with unexpected changes?
Well, you know, there are so many challenges that we experience in the world. But I must say that the COVID-19 pandemic has been fairly unique in the sense that it was not expected, but secondly, that it basically just grounded the entire world to a halt, something that was unexpected. But you know, as the saying goes, we are told, you know, that by the way, we may not necessarily be aware of this, that it seems that every end of the century, you do get an attack of a pandemic.
Yes.
Nobody knows how to address. And that takes its time, you know, but in the process, it takes its toll as well.
True.
And the world changes completely. And I've been arguing that basically, what then we have to accept is that somehow the world has a mechanism of cleansing itself. Because remember, that we are damaging the environment in the process. Everything else that we do as human beings. Because remember that the manner in which we actually as human beings are supposed to be, we are supposed to be enjoying life side by side with nature.
True.
But what we do, generally, we are destructive to the very same nature that we are supposed to be living side by side with. I mean, if you look at the length and breadth of our continent, for instance, deforestation is the order of the day.
Yes.
And you can blame people, you know, to say, how on earth can they do that? I mean, we need energy. That's the only source that we have at our disposal. But the extent to which really we take care of the environment in a manner in which we can be assuring our communities that they can live without necessarily detonating the particular nature that is supposed to be sustaining in the process.
Yeah. No, that is absolutely true. Now, you know, Prof, we can say that, or rather we can stay here and talk about, you know, the negatives that, you know, coronavirus has brought in, especially in higher institutions, or in the academic cluster at large. However, can we rather talk about the opportunities that it has brought us, especially UNISA being an ODL institution?
I agree with you wholeheartedly there. I think that You really are a serious UNISA. we needed this kind of an injection in order for us, you know, to be catapulted into the environment that we have consistently aspired to be in. You must remember that we've always been a system education university. We were the best, by the way, from 1946 on. Distance education university in the world.
Yes.
Every other distance education university that can talk of today has been modeled on this. But clearly, we must accept that the existence and sustenance of a distance education institution is primarily on the back of technology. So that's particularly why we've been going through various transitions as a university, because in with the advent of various technologies, we found that we had to make a particular transition. That is why, at this day and age, we had already understood that the manner in which technological advancement is moving, we have no choice but to transform ourselves to become an open system, an e-learning university.
Yes.
Which basically then meant that we had to invest primarily on our technology in order for us to be in the space that we aspire to be by 2030 in terms of our own strategy. But what COVID-19 has really done is that it saw us moving at a snail pace and simply just changed things around almost overnight. And we suddenly found ourselves in the environment where whatever we were planning to do in the next 2-3 years, we no longer had that luxury, but rather to say, let's just invest almost immediately into that which we had wanted to do in any event. So at this point, we are pouring huge resources into these technologies. It is our view that there is no turning back. What has happened this time around is that we've simply just emerged into the new normal, which is really the normal of the University of South Africa. And ours is to simply just settle down and enjoy in the bask of the glory that we've always been looking up to. And we must continue making this investment because it is to the benefit of our students on the one hand, but it is to the benefit of our country, by the way, as well as our region and continent. Because there is no way that we can make a success of higher education if we aspire to be operating the manner in which we did prior to this COVID-19, you know, emerging in the manner in which it did. So, in a sense, we are actually at the right place, although I can't say at the right time. But of course, we are in a situation where now we cannot even begin to question why investing so much resources into this particular space. Because we've reached a point where this has to happen, and I can guarantee you that with the resources that we are now investing in this university, you will not recognize it in the next 2 years or so. Because the way in which we're operating, post this investment that I'm talking about, it will make things to run in a seamless manner. And we will no longer be worried about the numbers that we are currently finding difficult to manage. Because we're enrolling virtually everyone who wants to study at UNISA. The capacity that this university will have. But similarly, we'll be doing that, by the way, to address the challenges that we have to confront as a country, but also as a continent. The numbers of people who are yearning to pursue higher education far outclass the numbers that we can currently address universities generally. So if we don't make this kind of investment, we are suddenly running the risk in a crisis that we simply cannot afford.
And you know, Prof, you know, as you talk, I was talking to Professor Letsega from the College of Education about the presentation that he had early on when lockdown was announced, and you know, the opportunities in higher institution. And he mentioned something very profound that, you know, COVID has forced us to be partakers of the global digital change. And you know, the question that was going to come was, do we have it in us to be more than what we think we can be? And I think you've just answered my question.
Yes.
Now, you know, with the lecture that's happening tomorrow, with the founders lecture that's happening tomorrow, what would you like people to take from the lecture? Not only referring to talks, but also, you know, action. We need a plan of action.
Well, for me, the plan of action beyond tomorrow is for the entire higher education sector to understand that this disruption that has actually happened as a result of COVID-19 pandemic is the disruption that is accompanied by fundamental transformation. And all of us have to go through radical reconfiguration of our own education landscape completely. At not necessarily things that we are going to be thinking about the good old days, because they are normal.
True.
Ours is to forge this future, which is to the benefit of our current students and our future generation.
Prof, thank you so much for joining us on the show in tackling, you know, one of the most important, you know, conversations regarding COVID-19. And as the topic says for tomorrow's Founders Lecture, what is revealed about who we are and what we could be. And I'm saying this because, you know, as a proud UNISON, that we are in the transformation, we have embraced the transformation, and we are moving with the transformation. And, you know, that is really making us UNISONs very, very happy.
I'm so pleased to hear you saying that, Mamkiti. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And that was the Principal and Vice Chancellor of the University of South Africa, Professor Mandla S. Makanya, talking about the UNISA 2020 Founders Lecture with the title COVID-19, What It Reveals About Who We Are and What We Could Be. This is UNISA Radio, the African voice. It is all about you.
Visit our Facebook page for updates, interviews, competitions, and much more. UNISA Radio.